Well, we blinked, and as the saying goes, time flies when you're having fun. While it feels like just yesterday we were just setting up the tee for the first game of the fall, we have made it to the final week of our football coverage here at KNIA and KRLS. Many great accomplishments have been achieved by our local athletes, coaches, and teams alike, and it's time to honor the best of the best with our end-of-the-season award show. Our first award of the evening is the Coach of the Year honor. While several coaches in the area had great years, the KNIA-KRLS Football Friday Night staff recognized that one individual coach stood out for his accomplishments this season.
Yeah! One.
After posting a combined record of 9-10 over the last two seasons, Jay McKinstry saved arguably his best coaching season for his last at the helm of the Pella High football program. McKinstry and the Dutch started the 2024 season 8-0 before their bid at a perfect season was ended in their regular season finale against Gilbert. That minor setback did little to deter Jay and the Pella football team as they opened up postseason play with a 34-7 win over Clear Creek Amana and then avenged the loss to Gilbert with a 19-14 victory over the Tigers to reach the Unidome. In the semifinals, McKinstry and the Dutch down defending state champions Lewis Central 28-16, and tonight will play for the program's sixth state championship game under McKinstry and are looking for their fourth state title. So congratulations to our 2024 Coach of the Year, Jay McKinstry of the Pella Dutch. Our next award of the evening is the Player of the Year, and our nominees are, from Pella, Colin Kernt.
Current keeps him himself first down a whole lot more. He's inside the five before a rugby scrum
in the, end zone.
Yes, six for the Dutch. Touchdown, Pella. What a run by Colin Kurt. And the Dutch take a two-score lead.
Holy cow. He carried like three guys into the end zone.
Making the switch from wide receiver to quarterback, Kurt completed just under 63% of his passes for 1,847 yards and 17 touchdowns and added 791 yards rushing for another 14 scores. From PCM, Adrian Robbins.
Goes up the middle, makes a man miss, makes a couple man miss, and he's off to the races. He's at the 40, he's at the 50, he's at the 40, 30, he's got some gas, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Adrian Robbins opens this game with a touchdown, 80 yards for Adrian Robbins, and he shows the fans, you like that.
Capping off an impressive career for the Mustangs, Robbins ran for 1,902 yards and 22 touchdowns, while also catching 16 passes for 305 yards and 5 scores. Robbins also posted 21.5 tackles defensively and recorded 2 interceptions, including a pick 6. From Knoxville, Brendan Woolsey.
Two receivers left, two receivers right. Irving in the backfield. Woolsey takes it. He will give it. Nope, he will keep it himself. He finds a hole. He finds an alley. He walks in. Touchdown, Knoxville. Brendan Woolsey from 10 yards out.
After seeing limited action at quarterback for the Panthers last fall, Woolsey took over the starting spot in 2024 for Knoxville and completed 56.2% of his passes for 1,342 yards and 14 touchdowns. Woolsey was also the Panthers' leading rusher with 243 yards and 4 scores on the ground. From Newton, Caden Klein.
Fake the handoff. Klein steps to the right. 15, 10, touchdown. Caden Klein, 18 yards out with 3:50 left in the quarter to push the lead to 20-3.
In his first season under center, Klein completed 48.5% of his passes for 1,445 yards and 8 touchdowns, or rushing for 1,126 yards and 14 scores. Klein was also the Cardinals' third leading tackler as a linebacker with 43.5 and recorded 2 interceptions and a kick return for a touchdown. And the winner is Adrian Robbins of the PCM Mustangs.
Goes up the middle, makes a man miss, makes a couple man miss, and he's off to the races. He's at the 40, he's at the 50, he's at the 40, 30, he's got some gas, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Adrian Robbins opens this game with a touchdown, 80 yards for Adrian Robbins, and he shows the fans, you like that.
And moving on to our third category, the Play of the Year from the area. And the nominees are Pella's Harry Mullins 99-yard touchdown reception versus Lewis Central in the semifinals.
Colin claps his hands, takes the snap, wants to throw. They want a deep ball. Mullins at the 30 and a foot race at the 50. Mullins to the 40, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Harry Mullins, 99 yards.
99 and two-thirds. They were on the one-foot line. Holy cow, what a gutsy call. What a perfect pass by Colin Kurt. Stand in your own end zone and throw that baby on a dart.
Knoxville's Eli Fuller with the inaugural touchdown at Randy Wilson Track.
Down the middle, and it is caught at the four. Touchdown, Eli Fuller. There is your trivia answer, folks. Who caught the first Knoxville touchdown at Randy Wilson Track? And it will go down as Eli Fuller.
Newton's Riley Treese's 92-yard kickoff return for a touchdown for Newton against Decorah.
Up across the 20. He's got one man to beat at the 30. Makes a move. Now he's got one man, has the angle on him. He'll cut back. Treese is gone. 30, 20. A kickoff return for a touchdown. Newton back on top.
Yes, sir.
Riley Treese takes it to the house.
And Indianola's goal line stand versus Urbandale to win in week one.
Going to get hit. He's taken down at the 5. Urbandale has no timeouts. Clock running 10 seconds. Urbandale, 5 seconds. They're going to have to try and get a playoff. 3 seconds. Do they get the snap? They risk it. 2 seconds. That's it. Indianola wins it. They get the sack.
Oh,
and they win 21-17. The goal line stand for the Indians.
Holy cow. What a...
And the winner is... Pella's Harry Mullins 99-yard touchdown reception versus Lewis Central in the semifinals.
Colin claps his hands, takes the snap, wants to throw. They want a deep ball. Mullins at the 30 and a foot race at the 50. Mullins to the 40, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Harry Mullins, 99 yards.
99 and two-thirds. They were on the one-foot line. Holy cow, what a gutsy call. What a perfect pass by Colin Kurt. Stand in your own end zone and throw that baby on a dart.
And now for our final award of the night, the game of the year. And the nominees are Pella's 24-22 victory over Indianola in week three.
18-10. Brick rolling out to his left. Throws to the
Pick
end
it.
Zone. It's intercepted.
Ramey got it. He
Rick
got it.
Ramey intercepted.
That's our turnover, baby. That's what we needed.
Oh,
so
boy.
Second down and goal. Touchdown is wiped off. Indianola trails 24-16. 35 seconds to go. Flag on the play. Brick drops back. Looks as Kaufman. Corner touchdown. This one will count.
Oh, my goodness.
Parker Kaufman on the slant, and Brick hits him from 12 yards out for the score.
Pontier in the backfield with Brick. Play action. He's in some trouble. Rolls out to his right. Throws. It's knocked away by Rex Ramey.
Man, Ramey might be Deers is the MVP, but Ramey's had an amazing night tonight.
There's your dagger. Rex Ramey stops Indianola on the two-point conversion.
Norwalk's 21-7 victory over Lewis Central in the district title game in week 8.
Second down and 5 for the Warriors. Hatlevik back to pass. Going deep again.
Oh,
he's got Eli
he's
Robbins
there.
Wide open. Touchdown.
Yeah.
Touchdown, Norwalk. It's a 41-yard touchdown completion in our first Raise the Roof moment of the game tonight. A 41-yard connection between James Hatlevik and Eli Robbins.
First down, Hatlevik back to pass again. Going to take another shot deep. He's got a man.
Oh, yeah. Brady Schmitz hauls it in. He gets past the defender. He's going to go all the way into the end zone. Touchdown, Norwalk. It's going to be a 68-yard touchdown completion, and the Warriors are up 13-7.
Pella's 19-14 win over Gilbert in the state quarterfinals to reach the Unidome.
This time a pass, a lot of time, going deep for it. It's Mullins, he makes a catch at the 10, at the 5, 6 for the Dutch. Touchdown Pella, 47 yards, and your Randall Roofing Raise the Roof moment of the game.
Holy cow. What a catch. That was a great throw right on the hands.
And Newton's 15-14 loss to Decorah in the first round of the Class 4A playoffs.
Klein's going to keep it left side. Touchdown. Caden Klein from half a yard out. 6:43 left in the second quarter. Newton strikes first. Caden Klein off right tackle on a fourth and goal from about the half yard line. Trying to get to the second round of the playoffs. Defense needs to step up. This is going to be an option pass. The back is open behind there. Ball's hanging up there. And it is intercepted, I think, or caught. Both receivers have it. And it's Newton's football. Newton's football.
And the winner is Pella's 19-14 win over Gilbert in the state quarterfinals to reach the Unidome.
It's Kurt on a keeper. He's near the line to gain.
And he got it by the spot. He got it.
Yes, if they don't give him that spot, it'll be a ripoff because he's well over the line.
And there's your dome dagger.
Yeah, baby. 2 yards, but who cares? It was one more than we needed.
Thank you for tuning in to our end of the season award show on KNIA, KRLS, and for following along with all of our area teams and broadcasts this season. For KNIA, KRLS Football Friday Nights, I'm your host, Tyler Crabb.